for it to be learned together, Shomrei Ras, Shuva of the week. And here's a question is people ask very, very frequently, and that is, are you allowed to double knot children's shoelaces? We know on Shabbat is one of the 39 melachot is kosher that we're not allowed to make a knot. So the double knotting for or double bow, you make the knot and then the bow, and you make a second bow with a lot of times you need it for children. Is that mutar on Shabbat? So let's actually let's take a look and see what the Shulchan Aruch says about this topic. So we have a very, very important machloket between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand, Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, Rambam and the Rif on the other. See, for the Rambam, the only way you're violating the Malacha of Kosher on a Torah level is if it is both Kesho Kayama, a permanent knot, as Maaseh Uman, and he's a professional knot. That's Rambam and the Rif. And Rashi and the Rosh, on the other hand, believe that it doesn't matter. Any kesho kayama, any lasting knot, is considered to be even if it's an ordinary knot, maaseh yod, it would still be an isur d'oraita. So Rashi and the Rosh are much more machmir than the Rambam and the Rif. And not surprisingly, Maran Shulchan Aruch rules follows the Rif and the Rambam. That has to be both permanent knot and has to be professional knot in order to be chayav. And the Rama is machmir like Rashi, as long as it's permanent, even if it's an ordinary knot, made by Maaseh Yod, it would still be Nisur Doraita. Now the Rama here in Siman Shin Yud Zayin Orach Chayim piles on the Chumrot like you wouldn't believe. He writes, first of all, quotes an opinion that says that it's considered to be a permanent knot if it's not made to be undone within 24 hours. So that's one Chumrah. The next Chumrah, he says, that it's considered to be that if you make two knots on top of each other, that's already considered to be a professional knot, because it's hard to gauge what exactly is to be what's professional, what's not professional, and therefore making a double knot for children, you know, you're gonna the knot and then the two, the anivah, the two bow, the double bow, may actually be a problem for according to the Ramah. So Svaradim, you're basically okay. Even though Yalkut Yosef says Machmir Tavar Levar Bracha, it's better to accommodate the view of the Rama in this circumstance. Nonetheless, for the needs of children, you don't have to be Machmir. So for Svaradim, you get off easy, not really so much of a problem. But for Ashkenazim, is there any room for Ashkenazim to be Mekel? So it's sort of nice tshuva from Rav Asher Bush. A Rav in Muncie says, even for the Ashkenazim, it's okay. First of all, the Ramah writes that you can be lenient in Makom Tzar, in the case of Tzar, a great need, and therefore, in the case for children, it would be room to be lenient. But I said more than that. How, and no one in their right mind is going to possibly think that that's considered to be a Maaseh Uman, just because you're a double bow. Most children know how to make a tie like that. You're not in the double bow. Most older children, if they get a little older, they can do this on their own. And, so the shoes shouldn't be falling off. They shouldn't be tripping. The laces shouldn't come out. They shouldn't be tripping. Shouldn't have to retie their shoes every 5 seconds. Certainly for a child, we can be mekel. So the bottom line is, for Svaradim, there's no doubt about it. For children, you can make a double bow without a doubt. But even for Ashkenazim, there's room to do so for a child. And there's room to be lenient, because the argument is, even according to the Ramah, doesn't allow the double bow. Here, it's just so obvious that it's not even clearly, not even close to being a professional knot. Therefore, and it's in the need for a child. Therefore, there's room to be, there's really ample room to be lenient even for Ashkenazim. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week.